It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 7:07 on a Saturday morning. This is Lawn and Garden. I'm Walter Reeves, a Georgia gardener. I'm here to help you be more successful. However you define success is okay with me. If you want a tree to grow and you want to know more about trees and how to beautify Atlanta, who would you go to? Not me so much. You'd go to Trees Atlanta. Our guest this morning is Greg Levine from Trees Atlanta, the co-executive director of Trees Atlanta, because they every year have an enormous tree sale, native tree sale mostly, where you will not find some of these trees in local nurseries. And so Greg comes on to talk about some of those trees that's going to be on sale. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Walter. Appreciate it.
And so let's jump right into it. So you got tree sale. When is it? What are the details?
Well, so this is the second year we actually have two tree sales. So we one at the Carter Center where we've been for about 7 years or six years. And that's going to be October 6th from 8 to 2, the usual time.
Right.
And then we're going to be in Dunwoody, Brook Run Park.
Oh, yeah, the big park in Dunwoody, sure.
Yeah, and it's the second year we've done that, same time. Well, not same time, it's the week after. So the 13th from 8 to 2.
And the big line of people, it's both of them, when the people line up with the cars to get in, they get first dibs on the trees.
Yeah, there's sometimes we have lines. We haven't had a fight in a number of years, but we might have a little bit of a line.
That's my persimmon tree. That's my pawpaw.
It was the yellowwood. They were fighting over the yellowwood. They're probably out there now.
How much do the trees cost? Give me a range of what trees cost.
We have things as cheap as $12 to $200, depending on how rare of a species and how big it is.
Mm-hmm. And so y'all bring them in from where? Where do the trees come from?
We order from, I just thought about North Carolina. We order from about seven different nurseries all over the South, from North Carolina to Florida. Hopefully we can get our North Carolina trees. And
am I correct, Greg, that it's you guys who have planted all those rising sun redbuds around Atlanta?
That is us. And we're going to have those at the tree sale.
Man. What a beautiful tree.
It's a great tree. I actually talked to the guy who patented the tree.
Yeah.
He lost all of his trees last year, so he was really trying to get some new customers.
Do you know the story behind it? I don't myself know much about Rising Sun Redbud. But
I can't remember the guy's name. He's out of Tennessee. He really works on redbuds.
Right.
And that's a lot of, you know, cultivars and
keeps them tested. Did he breed it or did he find it in a field?
He bred it. Yeah, crossbred.
For the listeners who want to know what a Rising Sun Redbud is, look around Atlanta, and there's a bunch of them planted along the sidewalks because Trees Atlanta, Greg Levine Incorporated, planted them there. But I have fallen in love with the tree. I have one bought from Pike last year and planted in my yard. And it is a, what did you say, light green, Greg? Light green
light
leaves?
Light green, yellow, orange, and it's rapid, a really rapid grower.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a five-year-old kind of really designed it. I mean, it's like, you know, you should have unicorns growing off of it. It would be perfect for a five-year-old.
And in the spring, the leaves come out vibrant yellowish green, and the purple flowers of the redbud, of course, along the stem and the twigs of the redbud, are just spectacular.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing plant. We do have a number of redbuds.
We'll talk more about that a little bit later on, some of the other trees that Trees Atlanta has for sale, and their big tree sale this year. Let's go to the phone. So people have been waiting patiently. Diane is in Powder Springs. Hey, Diane, good morning.
And good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions.
Number one.
I have lots of cement bird baths, and some of the tops are missing, and I'm having a difficult time locating somewhere to buy some smaller tops and deep bases, and I was wondering if you knew where I could find them here in Powder Springs or in Cobb County.
Wow, Diane, you know, I pass those little, usually it's a converted gasoline station, gas station that's been converted into a sort of a outdoor accessories, concrete bird baths and donkeys and things like that. Greg? I can't remember I don't remember one, Diane. Someone surely in Powder Springs sells them, has some little lot, but I have no idea for you where to get the
Okay, I know I've been searching everywhere on the internet, and some places have already moved on to other areas of the county, but I just don't know where they are.
Yeah.
And my second question is that, can't I start today or next weekend pruning my crepe myrtles. I have like 20 of them.
Why do you want to trim them in the first place?
Well, some of them are kind of hanging. I have like 10 or 12 on the side of my driveway, yeah. And they're getting kind of hanging down and hitting the side of my car. And I have another 10, maybe 12 on another side of the house, and they're getting so tall and they're hanging over. And I just wondered if I could prune them or trim them or...
I think a little trimming would not hurt anything, Diane. The thing to remember is that as we get further into the fall, pruning things sometimes makes them re-sprout and they'll have real tender foliage. If you had an early freeze in the wintertime, it might freeze some of that new foliage off of them. But for a crepe myrtle, I mean, practically speaking, nothing kills crepe myrtles and not even late, early, mid-winter freezes. So I don't think you're going to hurt anything as long as you're just taking off the hanging limbs or hitting your car and things like that. If you felt like you had to take a lot of the limbs off for some reason, which I don't encourage, but some people have to do it to keep them in size, then that would be better done in January or February, I think.
Oh, okay. But right now I can just take off the straggly ones that are just hanging over.
Straggly time. This is any time it's straggly time. Go ahead and take them off.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's great talking to you, Diane. I hope you find those bird bath tops. I just can't remember seeing one specifically to refer you to. Mark is in Lilburn and joins us. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, Walter, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Mark. So mine died. I have two Daphnes right beside each other. One I'm looking great. The other one looking like, I'm all brown right now. Greg, you got the same experience?
Yeah, my mom had them on each side of her sidewalk, three on each side. She's down to two on one side, and one of them just kicked the bucket this past 3 weeks.
What happened to yours, Mark?
Well, I'm just looking at planting them. I'm just I don't even have a new one, so don't scare me.
You don't have one to die. the ones that I have, one of which died, are at least 15, I think, years old, Mark. I planted them for television long ago, and I was really bound and determined to make the soil just perfect for them and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and talk to the TV people about how to do it correctly. So the best time to plant, I would think, when you can find them, as soon as you can find them in the fall. That's the best time for most shrubs and trees is fall. So September, October, November would be great.
Does it matter if it's, you know, and I know enough information to be dangerous, not intelligent. Is it green leaf or marginated or something?
Either way, there are solid green leaves, and there's Oreo marginata that has a gold band around the edge, and there's Albo marginata that has a white band around the edge. You decide which one you like.
But they're all aromatic. They're all very
Yeah, smell great. Yeah, sure do. And the thing, Mark, rather than go into all the details of mixing up the soil and what I did for television, if you go to my website, just type the word Daphne in there, I'll tell you all the details of how I mix up the sand and the organic matter and the clay and da-da-da-da-da, so you get some details there.
Okay, and no full sun, or do they take full sun?
The one down the street that did not read the literature is growing in full baking sun and clay soil right now would attest that they do fine in full sun. But I don't think that's a great idea. Mine was growing in morning sun to about, 1:30 maybe in the afternoon, and then it had shade after that, which is probably better for Daphnes than full baking sun like the one down the street.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks for the advice. I appreciate it.
That's great talking to you, Mark. Thanks for calling. We've got Wayne, South Carolina, joining us this morning. Hey, Wayne, good morning.
Hey, Walter, I appreciate your giving me your wisdom.
Sure, man. What's up?
I've got two viburnum, 12 to 15 feet tall, 20 to 25 years old. One is dead. The other seems to be dying. The dieback started on the tips of the limbs and has worked toward the center of the limb, one limb at a time. The death took place over a period of 6 to 8 weeks. Early this summer, the one that's dead bloomed. It had beautiful little red blooms all over it. And the birds loved it, and now my wife says the birds are unhappy because they can't sit on it and stare into our bedroom.
Right.
Any idea what the problem may be? Can I plant again in the same place? The one that's alive does not seem to have any obvious problems on the leaves.
Any chance
there's
too much water around the roots, Wayne? I don't know how much water you had in South Carolina, but we had a bunch of rain in the middle of the summer here. I'm wondering, is there a downspout or anything that's around it?
We've had a good bit of rain, and it is irrigated a couple of times a day. But all of the other plants in the area are doing fine. And it's been in place for 20 to 25 years, and there's been no change in water.
Irrigation a couple of times a day seems excessive to me. If there's a lot of water going on there, I'm sort of headed that way at the beginning. If you have a lot of water on viburnums, you get root rot on them, and the symptoms you described sounded like root rot to me, or some other root problem. So, Wayne, I've only got about 32 seconds here. So what I would do, Wayne, is get a trowel, crawl on your hands and knees underneath the plant, and just dig around at the bottom and see if you see anything obvious about the soil or about the roots, or see how soggy it is down there, because that is what I think is going on, not a disease or a blight or anything like that, just root, lower stem problems.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Thank you very much.
You bet. Sometimes all I can do is give you a direction to go, and I think the direction is root, lower stem, not blight, not insect, not anything else. That's what I think. It's 718 at News Talk WSB, and we'll be back after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend, and the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the lawn and garden advice you need.
It's 7:23. A quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Sunny today, highs around 80, high 80s, as a matter of fact, 91 maybe this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, gusty winds, high of only 83. Low of 71. Your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. A question for Greg Levine, our guest from Trees Atlanta. Eddie and Marietta joins us. Hey, Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. Perfect time for me to call with the tree expert here.
Sure.
Because I had an oak tree in my front yard when I moved in, and I had it cut down because I like the grass, because I got kids, and you know, it's like our soccer field and our baseball field. So after I cut the oak tree down, a couple years later, maybe a year later, I put in a Japanese maple. It did great for about 7 or 8 years, and then this year it just died on me. It might have been because I didn't put enough mulch down. I'm not sure why it died, but it definitely did. And I'm trying to figure out what tree to put in there. It's full sun. The Japanese maple on the other side of the driveway that has more shade is doing great. And I like that ornamental type of tree, but I'm just trying to figure out what kind of tree I can put in there.
Greg, you got all these native trees that should like some sun. So what do you think?
Sure. I mean, one of my favorites right now is a two-winged silverbell.
Fantastic. Country, yeah.
And the two-wing one is really tough and tolerant, and it blooms white flowers that hang down. It gets about 25, 30 feet tall. Blooms for almost as long as a dogwood, but much, much, much tougher than a dogwood tree. I also like the butterfly magnolia, which is mostly native, but it's a yellow flowering it's an Asian native cross. And it gets big tulip flowers that are yellow, very bright yellow in early spring. So those are two nice kind of smaller size flowering trees.
So yellow magnolia, deciduous magnolia is one of those that loses leaves in the wintertime. And the two-winged silverbell, those are the two that Greg's mentioned so far, Eddie.
If you want a really quick, fast grower that blooms, I mean, you could always do a Vitex. Flowers grows really rapid, very tough, and, you know, could attracts a lot of butterflies when it's blooming.
I think a Vitex is more of a large shrub, but you prune it up into a tree if you want it to be a tree form, if you want to do it that way, Eddie. Yep. But if you leave it by itself, it becomes a big spreading shrub.
Yeah, I don't want something that's too tall because I still want the grass to grow. The reason I cut down the oak tree, or had the oak tree cut down, I didn't do it myself, of course, is because, I still want my sports field out front.
Right, exactly. Even though you know that I've said before that there are wars, root wars going on between trees and grass. They hate each other. And so you do the tree a favor, Eddie, by mulching at least a little ways out from the trunk so the grass can't go and compete with the root system of the tree, at least for the first few years as it's getting established there. So be careful with how much grass you plant under a tree.
Well, the grass is already there, and I do have a pretty decent size area. Do you think that the roots from the old trees are going to mess with the roots from the new tree?
Not at all.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Eddie, it's great talking to you. Thanks for calling. Greg, thank you for knowing some of these native trees. The two-winged silverbell, Vitex, and the third one was?
Butterfly magnolia.
The yellow flower.
Vitex isn't native.
Yeah, cool. Vitex is native, too. It has a little butterfly. Yeah. Butterfly bush flowers on it, purple, long expressway.
All around University of Georgia.
Yeah, sure is. Vitex is everywhere in Athens right now. It's 728 at News Talk WSB. This is Lawn and Garden. We'll be back after news.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 7:36 on a Saturday morning. This is Lawn and Garden. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener, here to help you be more successful in your landscape. Greg Levine from Trees Atlanta is here with me this morning. We'll talk a little bit later about the big Trees Atlanta tree sale that's going on October the 6th and the when?
13th,
coming up. We'll tell you more details about that in just a minute. Because right now, I want to talk to my friend Mickey Gathaway from Pike Nursery. Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Good.
And the weather is hot for the last couple of days, but it's going to cool off in the next week or two or three, I think. And so what is our pike pick for the weekend?
It's snapdragons.
Which are going to go, if you plant them now, they will last until November, December, and maybe even until April next year.
Right. Sometimes mine will get killed back in the middle and then come back up in the spring, and they last longer by planting them in the fall, I think.
And the colors, I mean, how many different colors snapdragons do y'all have?
I can't even imagine, you know, pinks and yellows and oranges and reds and whites and all different colors. Everything but blue, I think.
Yeah, and they're dramatic, too. Not little bitty plants. Snapdragons are big plants. They really make a statement. Get four or five and group them together, and you've got all sorts of color to look at in different parts of your front yard or your backyard landscape, for that matter.
Right. They're great beautiful. Plants. And they give you that sort of cottage garden look
that I
love. Good point. Very, very dramatic, very pretty.
You want to explain why they're called snapdragons?
Because I just looked this up. That's why I know. Antirrhinum means like a snout.
Ah, like a nose. Uh-huh.
That's right. And when you pinch their little cheeks, then their mouth opens.
And so that's something you do with your kids if you want to. Take a snapdragon flower and pinch the sides of it and say, hey, this flower's going to bite your nose.
It's like a little puppet.
Oh, that's
because
right.
when they come in the store, that's the one I love when we have snapdragons, so I can show them how they talk to them.
Yeah.
But they are beautiful in the landscape, and you can put them in containers, you can put them in the ground. They just look great. They're just an easy one.
20% off all Pike Nursery locations this weekend, both today and tomorrow. Snapdragons, just tell the cashier this is the Pike Pick of the Weekend. Save 20% on all the snapdragons you buy. What a
you
great
got
deal. Now, we've got a big celebration going on with Pike 2 on September 27th. We have a new store.
That's right. And you and I are going to get to go.
Yes, we are. I don't think we're going to have the remote broadcast. It's going to be the weekend after that.
That's right.
The 27th
right.
is going to be the grand opening.
Third or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
October.
So this is a Milton, or they keep calling it Alpharetta. I'm not sure what's
politically
correct.
No, it's Milton. We call it the Milton store. I don't know why they're calling it Alpharetta. We call it the Milton store.
So the Milton store is going to be up there on Brittany or Bethany Bend Road in Alpharetta, Milton. And it will be the newest Pike location in Atlanta. And the grand opening celebration again will be on September the
27th,
on Thursday is when it starts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the 27th, 8th, 9th will be that Saturday. And then you and I will be there for our remote broadcast in October the 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that it? It's the first weekend in October anyway.
Yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
Between now and then, you got the gardening class that's growing your own food. It'll be happening on September 22nd at all Pike Nursery locations as well. The 22nd
That's right.
Coming up.
And the grilling in the garden.
Oh yeah, they go and the one of the great things about grilling in the garden is the designers are there.
Yeah.
If you want to go in and get a free little quick consult, bring some pictures of your landscape, say what would you do here, what would you plant there. The Pike designers are a great group of people, and they'll tell you what to plant, and then you can go and have a landscape without having to pay for the big design, the big thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's for just a little thing. You know, sometimes people just have one little area and say, what can I do here? They do a great job. They really do.
Always a good idea to remind people that you can sign up for the big full design if you want to. They book people about 3 or 4 weeks out, so you need to get in there now if you want to design for the fall, and Pike will plant them for you and deliver them and do everything
there
that
for
you need
to
do.
That's right. Just we'll point. Do it all. You don't have to get your hands dirty.
You just point. Say, that's where I want that tree. That's where I want that shrub. That's where I want those flowers. And they'll do it for you.
That's right.
It's not free, but they'll do it for you.
They do a great job.
So let's reiterate. Today, Snapdragons on sale, 20% off all Pike Nursery locations. Big celebration on the 27th, starting the grand opening celebration for the Milton store on Bethany Bend Road. You got the Growing Your Own Food, September 22nd on Saturday, all locations. The Grilling in the Garden, all locations on September 29th. Have I left anything out, Mickey Gasol?
I don't think so.
I hope not. The only thing left is to find out where we would go to find where is the local Pike Nursery location.
At PikeNursery.com.
Mickey, that's great talking to you once again. Snapdragons, beautiful, beautiful plant. I hope a lot of people take advantage of the sale this weekend.
You have a great day.
We'll see you soon, Mickey. Thanks for
calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden. So we don't have any tree questions right now. Yes, we do. I'll let Greg weigh in on Karen and Marietta for a minute here. Hey, Karen, welcome to Lawn and Garden.
Hey, well, thank you, Walter. We have a, I think it's a pin oak or a water oak. I never can remember which. It's probably about 25, maybe 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
And the grass underneath it and just maybe a couple feet out of the drip line is thinner.
Yeah.
And when you look at it from above, from the deck, you can tell that there's sort of a demarcation there. It's not, it's green, you know, same color, but it's just a lot thinner. And we were wondering if that was from the roots taking up the water, and do we need more water or more fertilizer under there or what?
Greg Levine?
It's probably just too much competition between the tree and the grass, and it's just not, grass is going to be quite as nice underneath the tree with all the root systems and the fine root system.
You didn't mention sunshine too, Karen. The tree
it gets a lot of sun. I mean, it's not a thick tree. I mean, we've limbed it up to probably about almost 5.5 feet.
But still, there is competition. So, I think Greg summarizes the tree is eating the root, or the roots are eating the moisture and the nutrients. The grass is competing with it as well. They got to both of them live in the same area.
I mean, as Walter was saying earlier, I might just consider doing a mulch, you know, mulch line where the tree is, and it would be nice bed of mulch and can add some ferns in later or whatever you want to do. But the grass is probably never going to be the same as it is under the tree, as it is by its lonesome.
I talked to my husband about that possibility, and he wasn't too thrilled on having that big an area.
Guys always want to have grass.
Garden.
We want a grass so we can mow it and look green out there. Except for Greg.
Well,
he does not
no
want grass.
Greg has no grass in my yard.
That's our compromise. He does the grass, I do the rest of it. anyway, so if we don't extend it all the way out to where this demarcation is, do we just fertilize it more, water it more? Would that help?
A lot of times, because of the shade, fertilizing is not going to make it any happier. In fact, fertilizing a little bit less might be a better thing to do in the shade, because it can't use sunshine to use the fertilizer, and so adding a lot of fertilizer really doesn't help anything there. A little more water might help a little bit, and mowing it higher helps sometimes too, because it gives more grass surface area to absorb the sunshine that it can get.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. We'll try that, and then maybe move on to the mulch.
All right. Y'all figure it out between the two. You, your husband, Garrett. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We'll see you. 404-8. Well, you better not say that number anymore, because we got to go in just a minute. 8 o'clock, remember, is the end time for the show this morning, because the Bulldog pregame show begins at 8 a.m. this morning. Let's give away the weekend prize pack real quickly. Here we have a pair of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more. coming to Infinite Energy Arena. Two shows, Saturday, December 8th at 3 and at 8 p.m. We don't know which show we'll have tickets for, but let's plan to do something. Don't do anything on December 8th, because if you win the tickets, you can go one or the other of the 3 or the 8 p.m. show. Ashley Frasca, what caller is going to win these valuable TSO tickets?
Caller 3 now.
Caller 3 to 404-741-0750. 404-741-0750 and celebrate Christmas with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We go to the phones. We've got Betty, who's been waiting so, so patiently for us. Hey, Betty, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, Betty?
Well, I want to know about the seed pods that come on calla lilies. Can you plant those?
Sure can, yeah. In fact, you can plant them now. As soon as you sort of see the seed pod browning up on the calla lily, just sort of break it apart, get the seed out, and poke them in the dirt around the calla and plant some more.
Oh, well, you take, there's a lot of seeds in that seed pod, isn't there?
Sure are. I mean, as my grandmother would say, you draw a little line with your finger is what you do, Betty. So you draw a little line beside the calla's and drop the seeds in beside each other in the line there. And the ones that germinate, they won't get 100% germination, but the ones that do germinate next spring, you can thin them out by digging up the individual ones and transplanting them into other parts of the landscape or other parts of that bed if you want to.
Okay. Well, thank you much.
All right. Good talking to you, Betty. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We've got Jennifer down in McDonough joining us. Hey, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I have some wandering Jews in my garden, and I don't know where to get them at or when to plant them.
Now, wandering Jew is not going to be a perennial plant. It's going to freeze in the wintertime. You know that, right?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, does it disappoint you? There are plants that sort of look like wandering Jew in the garden that are more perennial. And I'm thinking about the spiderwort, sort of looks like wandering Jew. It dies back in the wintertime. But wandering Jew, the houseplant, if that's what we're talking about, Jennifer, the houseplant wandering Jew gets frozen in the wintertime completely. It will not survive.
Then what is the purpley-type plant that people plant outside and comes back every year?
Setchrysia, you think? Setchrysia, okay. Greg?
Maybe. I think spiderwort was a good... It does kind of remind me of wandering Jew.
Wandering Jew. So yeah. Setchrysia is purple all the way down. Purple leaves, purple stem, purple everything, little pink flower in the middle. So maybe you're thinking of Setchrysia is what people plant. And you can get that at nurseries pretty easily. And most winters it'll come back. Some it gets frozen, some it doesn't. You roll the dice and see what happens.
When should I plant this?
If it were me, I'd plant in the spring because the winter damage might be a little too much for it to handle if you plant now. But if I'm really telling you the truth, I really think I'd do it in the spring, Jennifer. Wait till then. If you're planting the Setchrysia, I think it's a better time to make sure it survives all summer long at least. I think Jennifer dropped off right there. Sorry about that, Jennifer. It is 7:47 and a half at News Talk WSB. We'll be back after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the lawn and garden advice you need.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong.
And a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today is sunny, high in the high 80s, maybe low 90s today. Really hot and muggy this afternoon. Sorry about that. Tomorrow, scattered showers, gusty winds, and the low, it's going to be 71 overnight, the high only 83 tomorrow. Chill is in the air, finally, maybe sort of 83 degrees. Your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Our guest this morning, Greg Levine from Trees Atlanta, talking about the big tree sale. How many species of trees come to you, Greg?
We're going to have over 200 species of trees and shrubs.
Wow. Native. Most of these native plants.
Probably 80% native.
Right.
Maybe 75.
Many of these you won't be able to get at local nurseries. Of course, pike is a great source of a lot of trees and shrubs, but pike can't handle all native trees and all species. Trees Atlanta tries to do their best to get species and trees you wouldn't find locally here.
Yeah, I mean, because we can plant them after this tree sale if we don't sell them. We just plant them in the community. So
all around Atlanta. Sure.
All around the city.
So trees Atlanta. Let's go to the tree sale dates and times. We better tell that too. So the tree sale is going to be?
October 6th at the Carter Center and October 13th at Brook Run Park in Dunwoody.
8 a.m. in the morning till?
8 a.m. till 2.
So 2 o'clock in there.
2 o'clock.
Can you order the trees online beforehand, or you just get
you
there?
You can't, but if you, we actually have, if you're a donor, I should probably not say this on the air, but if you're a donor of $200 or more, the Carter Center, we let people shop on Friday for a couple of hours, 4 to 6, so, if you're a donor.
So the Peach Pass Lane on I-75, now you pay a little extra, you get a little extra, yeah, that's nice.
We'll look you up.
All right. Treesatlanta.org is their website. And you go there and find lots of other information about the volunteer opportunities that Trees Atlanta does. It's a great organization. Trees Atlanta, did you start in 96, Greg, or when did Trees Atlanta start?
Trees Atlanta started in 85. Okay. I started in 95, working for Trees Atlanta. Just a couple years less than you.
Yeah, right. Just before the Olympics started, and then Trees Atlanta was sort of tasked with beautifying Atlanta before the Olympics got here.
Yeah. We started planting trees downtown, and then we started community tree planting in neighborhoods. And we actually are now in, I think, 12 cities this year.
Wow.
And we actually do restoration of the forest, which is ripping out, you know, the kudzu and Chinese privet and letting the native plants grow back to support our native animal and bug species and pollinators.
And along the Beltline, what's the trees along the Beltline?
Yeah, we have the Beltline Arboretum, which is the longest arboretum in the world. At least that's what we say.
I think it's true.
It is true.
We say it on the radio. It's got to be true.
It is. It'll be all over the place. It's true. We just finished a west side planting, and a lot of native grasses as well on the west side trail. Really, it's a little very structured on the west side, and the east side is a little more natural.
When I go through some of the more in-town neighborhoods, I see these little granite blocks underneath trees that have your name on it. What's that about?
So just like the Beltline Arboretum, we have 7 neighborhood arboretums that are about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually learn your trees because a lot of them are marked by a granite marker that say what kind of tree it is. I think Oakhurst, Midtown, Virginia Highlands, Sylvan Hills, they're all neighborhood arboreta.
Are there maps that... on the website, or where do you get a map of where the trees are?
It used to be on the website, but I haven't checked in a while. So I'm assuming they're still on the website. We'll check on that on Monday.
All right. So if you need to look on the website, treesatlanta.org, details about the big tree sales coming up. 2
all
locations.
The species.
October, and get native trees if you need one, native shrubs if you need them for your landscape. A couple of reminders news-wise here that WSB is covering the whole Florence hurricane issue just throughout the weekend. It's going to be continuing coverage of Tropical Storm Florence, not a hurricane anymore, Tropical Storm Florence. There'll be updates from reporters across the Carolinas, and Kirk Mellis, of course, will be in the WSB Storm Center with the latest on how Florence will impact the weather here at home. Not a lot of impact, but you never know, and Kirk will keep you updated about what's going on there. A reminder that on my website, the Vietnam trip, we're going to Vietnam, Greg, in February next year.
Give me a free ticket?
I don't think we said free ticket. No, we did not say free ticket. We said, if you want to go to Vietnam, go to Walter's website, walterreeves.com, and check the details there. Earthbound Expeditions is sponsoring it, or is working with us to have a river boat going from Cambodia down the Mekong River to Hanoi, or Saigon, I guess. And so we will be seeing freshwater dolphins. We're going to the ruins in Cambodia. We're going to jungle places. We'll be doing cooking and cuisine and historical stuff. It'll be amazing. And I'm still really curious about how this country that we used to fight against during the 70s, of course, we were mortal enemies, and now they are valued trading partners. How does that work? We'll find out all about that on our trip, again, to Vietnam. It was sort of a gardening trip, sort of a history and culture trip. All coming up in February. Details at walterreeves.com. It's been a great Saturday morning, my friends. I appreciate the work that Ashley Frasca does answering calls off the air. She's awesome. She does great and brings a smile to our faces whenever she appears. Jason Byers, of course, brings us our music every morning, and we do appreciate it. It's the best garden music in the universe. You get it right here on News Talk WSB. Now, every Saturday morning, I'll be here. This Saturday, I will stop the show at 8 o'clock because I have a Bulldog show starting at 8 a.m. this morning. But every other Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Lawn and Garden Show, followed by the Home Fixing Show and Dave Baker. I believe Dave's going to be on tomorrow because of the Bulldog show today. But the Bulldog pregame coverage starts at 8 o'clock this morning, just a few seconds from now. We'll see you next Saturday, my friends, with another edition of Lawn and Garden. See you then.